I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 11th. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy has officially scrapped plans for a new hotel and 200 residential apartments in a 20-story building in Quincy Center. Plans for a new medical complex with commercial office space are moving forward, along with a new parking garage. A virtual meeting will be held tonight regarding plans for a recreational marijuana store in Quincy Point. Ron Afsa, owner of Hair Place One Hair Salon, wants to open what would be called Cadella Quincy at a former swimming pool supply store at the Four River Rotary in Quincy Point. It would be the first recreational marijuana store in Quincy and would need zoning board approval. Well, the MBTA says that riders should be prepared for delays this week because of the bitter cold and staffing issues due to COVID-19. To help protect equipment from the cold, the T is putting buses and trains indoors overnight, and vehicles that stay outside will be checked regularly. Trains will also be cycled in and out of rail yards. Brakes will be tested. Doors will be opened and closed. And heaters for track switches and third rails will be inspected. The commuter rail also put out a notice on Twitter saying the Haverhill and Worcester lines will operate on an adjusted winter schedule. At least 50 MBTA employees have active cases of COVID-19. The staffing issues are primarily affecting the commuter rail and bus service. The T was already experiencing a shortage of bus drivers. A mask mandate for Massachusetts K through 12 public schools will remain in place through at least the end of February. Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Jeff Riley said yesterday he will extend the mask requirement again until February 28th. It was set to expire on January 15th. The announcement comes as COVID cases in Massachusetts have surged due to the highly contagious Omicron variant. Desi said schools can still choose to lift the mask mandate if at least 80% of students and staff are vaccinated, but it's a decision that would have to be made with local health officials. Here in Quincy, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey admits that it would be difficult to enforce such a rule. In August, the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education gave Riley the authority to put a universal school mask mandate in place. Under the mandate, all students 5 and older and staff are required to mask up, except when eating or drinking or during mask breaks. Students who can't put on a mask due to behavioral reasons are exempt. Masks also continue to be required for student athletes and coaches when playing indoor sports. With COVID-19 vaccine mandates looming in Boston and other cities, state officials have launched a much-anticipated tool to give Massachusetts residents access to digital proof of their vaccination status. Governor Baker said in September that state officials were consulting with other states that already had a digital vaccine identification system, and he confirmed the state was working on its system in late November. The tool unveiled yesterday as part of a system called Smart Health Card, which is already used by California, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and several other states. It is also connected to major pharmacies, including CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens. Individuals will be able to request their card, which includes a scannable code and written information about their COVID-19 vaccinations. Restaurants, venues, and other businesses will be able to read the printed information and download a free app to verify those codes. The verification app reminds users to confirm that the displayed name and birth date match the information on an individual's government-issued ID. Information is verified against data stored in the Massachusetts Immunization Information System. Baker has said several times he supports offering the tool, but that he would not support a mandate requiring its use. Massachusetts now changing how it reports hospitalizations in its daily COVID report. Officials will now distinguish between patients admitted for COVID and those who were hospitalized for other reasons and then tested positive. The state's hoping to get a better sense of the severity of the Omicron surge. Right now, more than 2,900 people in Massachusetts hospitals have COVID. New York began a similar reporting practice last week. Hospitals will begin to report the new data to the state this week. The first data reported on this metric will be available the week of January 17th. Mayor Michelle Wu said the city of Boston's working to move 62 people still living near the intersection of Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard before tomorrow, when the tents are set to be removed. Wu temporarily halted cleanup of the camp on her first day in office and said the tents would no longer be permitted after January 12th. Today, temperatures are expected to be the lowest they've been since 2019. Wu said the city's been working with the encampment residents on an individual basis, going person to person, and identifying what their specific needs are. Last month, 145 people were surveyed. Many said they'd like to move into low-threshold housing. Since that time, 83 people have been placed into housing, and there is space for remaining 62 people still living at Mass and Cass. Mayor said that after tents are removed, tomorrow the city will continue to perform daily wellness checks in the area. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office has been awarded a $25,000 grant from the state to support its substance abuse treatment program, part of the federal Residential Substance Abuse Treatment Grant Program. The funds are intended to help fight the distribution and use of illegal drugs and break cycles of drugs and violence. The program helps departments like the Sheriff's Office improve how they help individuals with substance abuse disorder, with the ultimate goal of breaking cycles of substance use and violence. Programs prepare offenders for successful reentry into the community by making reentry planning a central part of their treatment program. Nearly $215,000 were awarded by the Baker administration to 8 sheriff's offices. Funds come from the U.S. Department of Justice's Bureau of Justice Assistance and are distributed by the state. Rachel Rollins was officially sworn in as U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts yesterday. Former Suffolk County DA took the oath of office during a private ceremony at the Moakley Courthouse. A formal celebration will be held at a later date. Rollins is the first black woman to serve in the role as top federal prosecutor for Massachusetts. She was narrowly confirmed to the position by the Senate, with Republicans decrying her progressive policy positions as pro-criminal. Rollins was elected district attorney in 2018 after promising not to prosecute some low-level crimes. She said she wanted to focus on serious crimes instead of ones resulting from mental health or addiction problems. In one of her last acts as district attorney last week, Rollins announced a criminal investigation into the MBTA over a Green Line crash. Governor Baker has appointed Sex Offender Registry Board Chair Kevin Hayden to serve out the remainder of Rollins' term as Suffolk County DA. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 162. The NASDAQ rose 6, and the S&P fell 6. Asian stocks mostly lower. The dollar and the euro are up. Oil at $78 a barrel. Sports. Celtics get an overtime win over the Pacers, 101-98. The Bruins down the Capitals, 7-3. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, sunny, windy, and bitterly cold. Temperatures in the teens, wind chills below zero. Single-digit temperatures this evening under clear skies. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, eventually warming up to the upper 30s. Partly cloudy Thursday, high of 43, and then cloudy 35 on Friday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, a busy northwest wind gusting 30 knots. High tide, 6:46 p.m. Sunrise, 7:11, set at 4:32. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, January 11th.